Welcome back to Missing the Joke. This episode of the podcast, we had a special guest, Jordan, but unfortunately, we lost about half of the podcast due to some sort of distortion going on somewhere between the mics and the recording software. We can't use any of it. If I posted it to Patreon for the Jokers to listen to, they would want their money back. However, we were able to keep about half of the material recorded, and, well, we need to release a podcast episode anyway, so here we go, episode 10 of Missing the Joke.
Jordan, what are some of your topics that you want to bring on? Because we always like it when our guests bring on topics, and so we talk about anything. Just know that
this was my review too. There's no consistency. I love it.
Yeah, depending on what it is, especially like last time.
if you guys are not jokers, we
do it. It's a dollar an episode. God,
thanks like, for the go thanks for the plug,
you,
Jordan.
Yeah, thank you. You missed a very fantastic and most hilarious.
It was a crappy math job, and that pun was intended.
Yeah, that was good.
So anyway,
topic's not going to be that intense. What was I going to talk about? Oh my gosh, oh, it's coming back. Okay, so recently I've just been thinking about, but I was looking at my brother, and he's really into. At this point in time, Fortnite is still relevant.
I doubt
that will be relevant in like the next 5 months. But just watching him play on that and then thinking about, you know, what did I grow up with? What did I play with? And just like my I just played with sticks.
You were at a disadvantage for being homeschooled.
Why did you have to mention that? Now everybody knows that too.
That's too late.
I'm homeschooled. I'm a very normal person.
I think
like a normal school.
having known you for as long as I do, I think you were really into the Lego Star Wars game.
Okay, guys, Lego Star Wars was freaking amazing.
I'm not going to lie. Wanted to talk about you guys. What was your favorite Lego Star Wars set growing up?
Oh boy!
Like
okay,
let's say all of Star Wars first, and then let's say what's your favorite clone.
But to continue my okay, well, we'll just go with this.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go ahead and talk about this.
Okay,
while it's fresh.
I want to talk about that too because I want to talk about, you know, what has changed with kids playing today and kids playing in our time and even before that, other than just technology. Like, is this
the games
is
have
it
become
okay?
More crap. That's what happened. Yeah, the games have become
more crap. Well,
when
I grew up,
I
didn't play anything because I grew up in the early 2000s, and the best game you could play was like
Star Wars Battlefront
2. Did y'all ever play Freddy Fish and stuff like that? Those were dumb. Those were absolutely crap.
I played Pajama Sam. That was the cool one. No. Or Backyard Baseball.
Backyard Baseball.
I know Jasper has no idea. Jasper's not in with the gaming.
Okay.
Community.
Well, and so like just talking about, you know, what did we grow up with toys? And do we think this has been a topic that's been covered before, but do you really think that it is a bad thing that the kids today don't even really play with toys? Because when I go over to friends' house now who have younger siblings, you know, the most toys they have is Lego because everybody has Lego. Everybody has Lego. And that's about it. Maybe a Nerf gun here and there. But they're always on their game console. And it's just like, now you see companies like Toys R Us, which, okay, Toys R Us closed down. But it's coming back. Did you know that? They're coming back.
What?
Yeah. No. I'm not joking.
What?
Look this up. But like they closed down partly in due to Amazon.
Yeah.
But partly due to the toy business just becoming suffering.
Toys R Us is come back under the label Toys R Us Fortnite Edition.
Get a free skin with every walk-in purchase.
This is their website.
Today we play, but we didn't
guess
a few
that?
Months ago.
Jeffrey's
yeah, yeah, I told you.
Ready.
Yeah, no, they're coming back.
Goffrey?
What is that?
It's Jeffrey.
So somebody bought the assets to Toys R Us.
Yeah, so in a sense they're bringing. I don't know how this is gonna work.
Not just Toys R Us, but Babies R Us too.
Oh shoot!
Everything from Jeffrey LLC.
Well, this is like a Radio Shack thing. I don't know if you heard about the Radio Shack. They were trying to come back too, with like a, I don't know. Radio Shack.
I was looking for
Radio Shack just the other day.
It's
gone.
Sorry, Circuit City. I don't remember. Oh. Don't know if y'all remember Circuit. They're trying to make a comeback too. I don't know why, but yeah, just We could do it, guys. We can make it. So just, yeah,
guys,
just like, do we think it's
money laying around?
Yeah.
We don't know what to do with it.
Everybody needs some old transistor radios. Let's sell them. But just like, is it a bad thing? Should there be a concern just in the toy market in general? And also, what kind of toys did we grow up with, guys?
Gosh, I never even thought about that. The kids don't even play with toys.
No, they don't. They don't.
Such a, like, a just a disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it makes me cry.
Think about.
Because now, and this is another thing too, toys are just collector's items.
Yeah.
I mean, people. That's true. That is so true. I mean, guys in their 30s, 40s are buying these toys from the 80s because, like, I remember that.
Yeah.
So that's the market. So maybe that's what toys are.
My favorite toy was growing up? I can remember exactly what it looked like today. My purple lightsaber.
Oh,
man. The flick out one.
Yeah.
Where you'd get hit on the knuckles and be like, oh, like that. You'd cry because it hurt so much. But you kept going. You kept fighting.
Did you have the light up ones too? The light up ones?
No,
were
I never got the light up ones.
I was never
ones.
That rich.
Those were. I didn't have five more.
My mom was afraid of them breaking. Like, she thought
they were
shatter.
We still have them 10 years later. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
my
playing
younger sister
with a friend
with
of yours.
TJ. TJ had some.
I remember
shout out to TJ.
There was a
my neighbor.
There was a Bible study that we went to on Sunday nights at their house.
Whoa. Are y'all Christian or something?
Spoiler alert.
I am a born again Mormon. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry for all the Mormons listening.
God, I've been drinking my wine over here as a Catholic. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oops.
Yeah, I walked in drinking caffeine, so I guess you could say I'm not a good Mormon.
I have the worst caffeine headache right now, by the way.
That's great. Yeah. Keep drinking it.
Yeah, man. 9 o'clock at night, let's go. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, so like, what? I mean, two topics. What did y'all grow up with? And like, should there be concern?
Man,
this is going to open up a lot of nostalgia.
Man, you can't get around technology anymore, mm-hmm. especially in like classrooms. That's why, and in the education department up at UCA, they have to talk about. We even have a class just over technology and using technology in the classroom because you can't get around it anymore. So if kids are always going to bring in their phones or their iPads or something,
I love it how teachers are like, put your phone away.
Yeah. We have to find a way to have them use it. Because it's going to be out and it's going to be distracting anyway. So instead of them secretly using it to be distracting, why don't we have them openly use it on an assignment so they can't open anything else?
If you're like me, I'm just searching Amazon during my classes. I have no idea what I'm learning. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I rarely ever get on like a laptop or a phone
in class.
All
right, you purist.
Yeah.
I've pulled out Discord before during a class. One of my professors caught me on Discord one time last semester.
Oh, really?
It was about my computer science professor last semester. I don't even know why because he never goes up to the top to check people's laptops. This was one instance. I was just, you know.
They'll get you, man. They'll get you.
I think I was talking to somebody because this was right before the national school walkout on March the 14th.
Oh, did y'all walk out? Because no,
I didn't
want to get out of my seat.
No, I didn't want to get marked for being absent.
Was that on Friday?
It was on I don't know.
I don't
want to get too political on that, so continue.
But no, I was talking to somebody about it. It was on the Discord server where they were trying to arrange something, and I was like, I don't know. I said I was just trolling them or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got into it, and he started walking up, and I noticed him. I was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, hello.
Like,
hello there.
Looking at? It's like I completely zoned out. I had no idea what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was a slow class.
Okay.
I already knew everything he was talking about. I've been programming for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really not something that I was really paying attention to.
Yeah.
And he just walks up and he's like, oh, what are you looking at? He's like,
I'm bored. Like, I'm done with teaching. Can I just get on the internet with you?
So he just goes back.
Chatting with hot babes.
I'm pretty sure that he hates me.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I know. I didn't have the best relation with him in the first place. So.
Well, I will say all of my classes are very hands-on, so that's why I'm not able to get on anything. Mm. It's not any lectures.
Not my classes. Yeah. Other than my HR and OB class, shout out to Steven Schlechter. You're an awesome teacher.
Yeah.
I love you. He's gonna
I've heard
this.
His name, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually real good. He loves The Office. Shout out to The Office. But most of my business classes are sit down, listen for an hour and a half, and leave. So that means sit down, pull up your laptop for on Amazon. And
what do I want for Christmas?
Many of my classes are my also hands-on. My design classes have been, they are probably my favorite classes because it's not any learning at all. It's you're working on projects. I also have labs for my computer science classes. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about 50-50 regular class lecture and projects and stuff.
Well, I mean, and that and just having your phones out in class. I know the guy next to me in all my classes, because we have all the same classes together. He's just playing Fortnite the entire time, which he needs a life. I'm sorry, I love you, man, but you're a great guy. But please stop playing Fortnite,
Jasper. I think you made a great point. Is that games are now. You know, we had crap games going up. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Minecraft was consuming our lives.
Did y'all play Minecraft a lot?
It consumed my life.
I never played Minecraft. I tried.
I started recording the number of hours that I played on my own Minecraft server, and it rose.
It's not even...
I don't remember the exact number, but for about a year, in a year, it rose well over 2 weeks straight.
My God.
Dude, I remember in the summertime, that one time when we had the server on, I was clocking 12 hours, 14-hour days.
Oh, my gosh.
In Minecraft.
We were homeschooled, too. We should have been outside.
Well, I mean, it was hot and humid. Mom. There's no reason to be outside.
Yeah.
Amen.
Shout out to Arkansas. Crappy weather.
But, I don't know, Minecraft was probably the game for most of us in high school, so
except me, I played Wii. The Wii was my thing.
Yeah,
Wii.
Greg played Wii too.
Sports.
I never played any console. Well, I didn't play a lot of console games. Most of my games were PC.
Well, that's why you're not a special Jasper.
I agree, though. Look at the games we're talking about, and now compared to Fortnite, it's all about buying skins and stuff like that.
There's a huge monetization stuff.
It's super clever. The game is free. But you know, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to buy anything. And you end up buying, if you're like my brother, every skin they have, they just sort of pull you in.
Oh, what's 99 cents?
And that's his story. Oh, but see, this is my problem, because once those servers are down, there goes your skins and everything you work for.
Yeah, when they go out of business, you not be able
that's
to play
it.
That game
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, exactly.
But if Minecraft ever went down the drain, I still have a copy of that.
Yeah,
I can play it as long as I want.
Yeah. That's why console games.
That's why
the
older games, because the older games were never online.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why they weren't
you
as
have
crap.
Your saves, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you going back to toys, it's just like, I still have toys I had from when I was five in my room, which I probably need to get rid of those.
I still have all my old Lego under my bed.
I want to know a secret. I still collect Lego. Avid collector.
I may have recently bought some Lego. When the latest was, though.
But there's business in Lego, though, so I'm collecting things that are going to have value in the future.
Yeah,
because I will sell the crap out of them.
I can definitely make movies with them.
You need to come over to my house and see.
What I do, I like the nostalgia factor.
I live on Fitno.
I love the nostalgia factor of getting a set on Christmas morning.
Oh, yes.
Because that's the only time I get a set. It's like, you pick up the thing and it's wrapped and you shake it and you know exactly what it is.
But your mom always says, maybe it's broken.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's broken.
Maybe it's tearing it open. You're like, I know it's a Lego.
Mom, stop lying to me. It's a box.
Oh,
it's
man.
Lego.
And you open it and there's always more bags than you really wish there were. But you, at the very end, when it's all together, you're like, man, I wish there were more bags.
Just finger. You put your fingers through them.
That makes for good ASMR, too.
That's what ASMR you want.
Yeah. No, that's a good ASMR
thing. Yeah, the sound, it's like sand, but can we get a clip of that shaking Legos right now? I need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear it in my mind. What is it? It almost sounds like glass.
Shaking
together.
Lego sound.
It's plastic. Sorry, M&M's.
Oh. No, I need.
This is not.
Keep going. No.
It's
doing
literally just
files.
The same sound.
That's
oh my gosh. No. This is garbage.
Hold on, wait. No. This, here we go.
Lego pieces falling. Oh, God.
If you're a YouTuber, you're probably using this. Hey, and no, this. No, so you should start using...
No, right, take me home. Okay.
That's the same, same one.
Oh, shaking sound effects, no! Bro.
No. It's gotta be.
Well, okay, that's gonna be my project over the Thanksgiving break.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get some good ASMR Lego sounds.
Yeah.
Oh man, no.
Lego tremors.
Hold on.
Which I'm surprised they
go
haven't
back
made
to the very first one. Go to that one and scroll through it, scrub through it, and see if you can find besides that. Yeah, it's the same. Lego pour. Oh. Here we go.
Did you say Lego porn?
Yeah. Oh,
get it all in.
I love, because I would have like a whole bunch in a drawer. And so you want to find the good pieces. And the good pieces are always at the bottom.
Yeah,
so
they're the tiny ones, yeah.
You're like, oh, crap.
Especially if you're trying to build at night, your mom's like, what the crap are you doing?
Yeah.
I gotta find the 2x2, mom.
Yeah. Or you're like, where are those brown hands? Because you're always looking for the smallest pieces in the world.
And that's
fact,
why
hands,
I sorted my Lego.
The hands are not pieces, by the way.
It's still super hard to pieces.
See, that defeats the purpose of having fun digging your hand through the Legos.
Yeah,
and
you
kind of hurt a little bit, too.
Wait, you do sort your Lego?
I did. Oh, I still do. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
See,
I have like a ton of different compartments.
That's sad.
I still do in my room.
Okay, Jang Bricks. Shout out to
No, but no, to go back to my question. All right. What
nerd.
Lego Star Wars set do you wish you could always have? And then what Lego Star Wars The Clone Wars set do you wish you could always have?
Oh, man. Oh, you're opening up nostalgia. Let's start with you, Micah.
For me, the number one.
Please don't say the Death Star.
No, Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yes. Wait, which one? The newest one?
Look them up. There's the newest one, but there was one that was
no,
the
have you seen the one.
One
that's the $800 one?
I think that's it. No, I don't want the collector's one where you don't put any minis in it. I like the one where you can put a minifig in it.
Oh.
Which one?
Oh, we're talking about like the 2004 one.
Yeah, do 2004.
Yeah. Ooh. My best friend had that.
Ah, look at that second pick. That's it, on the right.
There's three of them, four of them, five of them.
Yeah, but the newest one is over 7,000 pieces, biggest Lego set of all time.
Look at that.
Oh,
that is
gorgeous.
That's so cool.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
All of those gray
And it's
pieces.
So old looking, too. Yeah. Like, it's not, it doesn't look good now. But
compared to the new one, no.
I remember
it would still be nice.
It's so, yeah. It was so old back
Well, that was like the set that I always wanted too when I was growing up because it's like, that's the big one. That's the one. $500.
Well, it was the Death Star when that came out with all the minifigures.
Oh, the new. They
like
released
20 minifigures.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I can finally get a Princess Leia.
Thing that I like was really
that's
interested
all,
in.
All,
the
that's all I collect, by the way, are minifigures.
Mm-hmm. So when that came out, I was like, yes. But I remember whenever I first got my first Lego Star Wars set, I remember. This
we're so homeschooled because
I only had I only had like one other set or something like that. It was a Clone Wars Star Wars set. I didn't know that at the time because I didn't know what Clone Wars was because I was
like,
so
why do they have big why do they have big anime eyes, mom?
it was like a clone trooper. There was a clone trooper on a kind of a dark reddish ship, but I remember the gray wing pieces went up by 100 times in that in my collection. It's like my Lego collection was 50% gray Lego wings and 50% regular plain colored bricks.
Yeah,
sorry. Mic issues.
No, but my favorite Star Wars The Clone Wars set, look up the AT-OT.
Oh,
that was the one I always wished I could have had. Look it up.
Oh gosh.
Ooh.
No, the second one. The drop one.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so cool.
That is gorgeous. That is so gorgeous. That was the biggest, fun fact, biggest Clone Wars Lego set they ever made. So, hey, Clone Wars is coming back, so maybe they'll make more sets.
Oh my gosh. And I finally have the money for it.
Give me all your sets.
But yeah, so.
Oh. Yeah, go to that one. It's on that row. No, it's in the middle of there. At the very... No, it's right next to the image, the big image, and down below, right below that one. No, right.
That,
right.
Whoa.
Not
whoa,
that one.
Whoa.
To the right.
That was a good set.
To the right
way,
of that.
Too.
Yeah, right there. Ah, redirect notice.
Oh, you could lift
it together. That's so cool. And you could pick it up.
And you could get the ATTE one too, yeah, and combine it. So like, boy, if you had $400.
What was the one with the huge rolling wheels that had Mace Windu? It was the Kashyyyk
one. Oh, the turbo tank. Yeah.
That was the one I wanted to.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, Jordan, what about you?
My favorite one. Pull this up. It's called Hawk Echo.
This is regular
Echo.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
The Echo Base?
Echo Base. Just look that off. Hoth Rebel Base. It's a 2009 set. No, this is the one. This was absolutely my favorite Lego set.
Which one is
it? It was the first picture, that one. It was super cheap, but it was the first Lego Star Wars set with a Tauntaun.
Hey, I had one of those.
It was.
No, I didn't. Never
mind. I died when I got that for my birthday. Aww. I was like, I love you, Mom. It's so simple, but it had everything I wanted.
I had the Snow Troopers. It was a different set though, because I don't remember getting the.
That one goes for good money on.
What is it?
I never had Snow Trooper.
Oh,
but
man.
they were my favorite.
Hoth
Storm
is
Trooper.
My favorite part of Star Wars. Just
I had the snow bikes. Snow speeders.
Yeah,
I don't even remember them in the Star Wars film.
They're not in it. It's like in the it's like in the lore, like
the extended universe.
Yeah. Oops. Hashtag
Luke.
No, you're talking about the Imperials. Yeah, there was a battle pack.
Hoth Snow Trooper. Yeah.
Which the battle packs, don't even get me started on those. Those were amazing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I had this set.
That was a good set.
Yeah, I had that one too. Wait, no, I didn't have that one.
I saw the figures
like that. I had that guy, maybe I did.
It was $10.
Yeah,
you probably had it.
I think I did have that one.
That was a poor person's Lego set.
Yeah.
But my favorite Clone Wars set.
Look at that. Go in related images and go to the third one right there. That's freaking dope.
It's some good cosplay right
there.
Shout
out to Greg Farr. I know he would want that. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, so but what's your favorite Clone Wars set?
I'm trying to remember. Okay, so pull up the homing spider droid from 2009. And these are all sets from 2008, my bad. 08. This picture right here. One more. There we go.
One.
That's the
difference. It was my favorite for two reasons. One, that was the first time
I got that one.
It's a limited edition set. That figure, the Commander Fox, which is why I wanted it, goes for about $20 right now. Ooh. Yeah, wow. In good condition. But I got that one for Christmas.
Droids,
that,
but I don't remember.
I loved it because you got two clones and then you got
three droids.
Yeah, which those are abundant.
Yeah. So, I liked it when they finally put in...
I like the cheap sets.
I like the droid that they finally put in that had the hand that could hold the gun upright instead of sideways.
We will shoot you sideways.
Yeah, he was always like gangster droid to me because I could never... And it was... They put it to be... they angled it to be held by a Lego hand. So whenever you got a droid to hold it, it was always like pointing up in that direction or that direction. Angled like right or left, and you could never... You could never.
It's funny.
Tell anyway. Well, Jasper.
Yeah.
I really want to hear what was the Lego Star Wars and Lego Clone Wars sets you always wished you could have.
Well, the Death Star was.
Yeah. Y'all went for the expensive stuff. So
I always wished I could have had the expensive.
Oh, were
stuff.
We talking about stuff we wish we could have?
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about stuff I did have.
No. What is the set you always wished you could have?
The Death Star. Then for sure. Yeah. I was like, why are y'all? What y'all had that set?
Well, then Clone Wars. What would that have been?
Shoot.
Heck no, I don't have that.
I think it would be the ATTE. The ATTE.
Look at the ATTE. I can remember what that one looked like.
It had like Captain Rex in it.
Oh man, that looks so cool. Right? And you could have people in the cockpit there. Like, and you could have,
See, okay, this is interesting too. The Clone Wars sets got a lot of crap because of the way the figures looked. But like, I think they looked great.
Yeah, the hair was good too.
The hair, the style, it was different.
You know, and for one thing, the clone helmets finally were closed off, and you didn't have to have a black head underneath that for it to look right.
That was so lame.
You used to put it on top of a guy, you could see like part of his eyes in the thing. You know, the stormtrooper. You put that on, it's like,
yeah. I don't know if you've looked at the Lego Star Wars sets from now, but they're fantastic.
I take everything that I said back about my Star Wars pick. Pull up the it's not an X-wing, but you know what I'm talking about, the clone X. It's not an X-wing. What is it called?
Oh shoot, the ARC 170.
Yeah, ARC. ARC.
Oh, I just call it the ARC.
Well, no, I was telling him how to spell it.
Oh,
hit enter.
It's how it sounds. Brings up ARC.
That thing.
Yes,
I always wanted one of those.
You're
Look, this is
cry.
This is the old version of it too.
I'm gonna cry because
it came with those
helmets.
Those
were
helmets,
fantastic.
And I always wanted one.
And
I always wanted one.
Kit Fisto was pretty dope too.
Yeah,
like one of the coolest Jedi's.
This is really random.
Sorry,
that
you died
thrown into that
so easily.
Yeah, the Clone Wars made him out to be an epic warrior, and then Palpatine just like one hit killed him. Wilhelm scream, but his plan. No, but what were the ones you wanted? So you wanted the AT-T.
So I wanted the AT-T.
What was
the Star Wars set? Oh, it would probably be the Battle of Endor. It was a $100 set.
Yeah, I know.
It was 2009. Had Ewoks, yeah. Storm. It had every like.
Wasn't it trees too that were built in?
I don't think it had trees. No. Okay. So that one's a later one.
Yeah.
But that was when I wasn't into Star Wars. Sure. Like you had that what they call the Dark Ages in Lego. So so I had that like period between like 2013 and 2015 where I didn't give a crap. I was like, ah. And then I've gotten back into it.
Yeah.
And I'm suffering financially.
What was your Clone Wars set, Jasper? Do you remember?
Man, this is so good.
Well, see, the thing is. Growing up, I had no clue what Clone Wars was.
Well, that was nice talking about Star Wars, the Clone Wars Lego sets. But, guys, I have news that Jasper told me about, so it's not really news. There's apparently going to be not just one Star Wars series coming out. Well, two, I guess, if you include the Clone Wars. But The Mandalorian. There's going to be another one featuring Cassian Andor from the Rogue One movie, who is played by the Diego Luna guy. And it's going to be direct-to-consumer streaming service. I had no idea about this until you brought it up to me a few days ago.
I sent you a screenshot of the news, the press release from StarWars.com.
In what?
Messages.
Okay, I'll look at it. Go ahead.
We have
keep talking
only
about
one main channel of communication for this.
Through Gmail, man.
Oh, yeah.
Through Slack.
I remember you sent it to me.
It was
because I sent you a
Did you
say GIF?
Minion.
GIF.
I love
I said
you.
A GIF,
it.
GIF.
No,
it's
it is
whatever.
A GIF.
I don't know.
The creator calls it GIF. So absolutely it's a GIF.
Cassian Andor, Diego Luna returns as the Rogue One hero in a spy thriller for Disney's direct consumer streaming service.
Is it a movie or a series?
No, it's a sequel to the movie.
Yeah, it's Rogue Two.
It's just his mangled corpse.
Intermingled with what's her name? Jin? Yeah.
Her mangled corpse as well.
Intermingled.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's the opening shot.
Their hug, yeah. They're just like standing up burnt crisp skeletons.
Oh, Lord.
Floating in space.
That whole loose ankle. God.
Oh, and the robot family. Apparently survived. No, it didn't.
Yeah,
it
I died. Was like, no.
It's development on a second Star Wars live action series for Disney.
Oh, so it is a series.
They don't even know if The Mandalorian's going to be good or not, and they're already being like, approved for
well,
a
that's
second.
What happened with Solo
this
and Last Jedi.
I'm saying they're doing the same thing, but smaller level.
Well, these episodes are expensive. Someone told me, or I read somewhere,
like
The Mandalorian.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, $15 million for the first Mandalorian episode. I may be wrong on that. I don't know if you can research that, but
that's not a whole lot compared to the budget for the other films.
Episode, a TV episode.
What did it cost per episode of The Clone Wars? Look it up.
Oh, nowhere near that. Which they
I
are bringing,
cost
which
like
because
mil.
They're bringing that back, I have a little bit more faith in Disney. Slightly,
roughly 10
each episode was 10 mil. Holy,
that's not much more.
No. That's the this is the Mandalorian series. Okay, so I was 5 million off. So it's 10 million.
No. That's for Jon Favreau.
Yeah,
thing.
That's for the Mandalorian.
No, but
that's still expensive.
Clone Wars though,
$100 million. an episode of The Office probably costs $100.
$10
$10. We gotta rent out the space, and that's here about it.
Hold on. I see if I just get Rebels. Each half hour episode is budgeted about $1 million. So back,
that's still pretty expensive.
But that's animated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which the quality of the quality of the Clone Wars got way better by the end of the seasons. If you watch the first season, I did today. Wow.
Those Yoda episodes at the very beginning, I would say of everything, those are the only stinkers. Like it's like
no. Do you remember that episode where R2-D2 is captured by General Grievous? That's a lousy two-part series.
Is there
series.
A search for R2-D2?
Yeah. That's a lousy series.
So $1 million compared to the $10 million that's going to be for The Mandalorian. But we don't even know how much money is going to be budgeted for an episode of this.
I assume it's going to be similar.
I can't wait, honestly. Hopefully,
really?
Though,
okay.
There's...
I want to hear why.
Hopefully it's good cinematography?
Cinematography.
Cinematography.
No, I trust that... They're gonna have good.
I don't want it to
Star
be.
Star Wars movies haven't looked ugly.
I don't want it to be campy looking like we've seen in The Flash or in. I mean, good show.
First season
like The Flash or The Flash or Green Arrow. I don't want it to have that kind of film where it's like an angled off and then angled off. You know how it's like. Mm-hmm. I want it to be good.
I want it to be Star Wars, but in a hour or less. Yeah.
I want it to be movie budgeted.
Well, the thing
is, $10 million.
With online TV series, it's not going to just be an hour long. You're going to be hooked, and you're going to spend all night watching it.
Yeah,
man, you know what's going to suck? Oh, is this only going to be available through the Disney streaming?
Well, that's the same for the same for the Clone Wars season 2.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. Disney knows what's up.
I'm going to cancel Netflix for a couple months.
No,
whenever
you got,
this comes
it's
out.
Got the freaking Office. You cannot cancel
no,
Netflix.
No, for a couple months.
Oh,
for a couple months.
Okay. Just pirate.
I'll just watch whatever I need to on Disney Plus.
That's what I'm doing with House right now.
Record it all.
If I can just find Friends and The Office somewhere else.
Oh, those are so popular shows. I watched Monk from China.
No one told me.
But I haven't been watching a whole lot of Netflix anyway recently, so I'm not losing
money. I haven't watched any streaming service. It's only been YouTube content.
Mostly, I don't even watch.
Because they don't have ASMR on Netflix.
Do you think they're going to put it all out at once? Like the whole season
that's
all
what
at
they're
once,
going to
like
do.
They do in
just
Netflix.
Like
I hope they
Daredevil,
do like that.
The whole season
yeah.
comes out at once.
Yeah.
So, that'd be nice so you could binge it. Because they know people binge.
They're going to binge it.
Okay, so I'm not happy about this decision.
Why?
And I'll tell you why. Out of Rogue One, who was the best character other than Darth Vader? The robot. Okay,
K-S2-0.
These other... I did not care for... the Cassian Andor character because he didn't really do anything.
No.
He shot a guy at the beginning and I was like, oh, okay,
he's
complex.
Actually, he didn't shoot a guy at the beginning.
No, he's like, wait, what?
He didn't shoot the guy.
Who shot?
The dad? The father?
Yeah. What?
He didn't shoot him.
I'm talking about Cassian Andor.
The Andor guy,
bro,
when they go into
are
the
you
back
questioning?
And he's like, you gotta climb out of here. And he's like, I can't climb, I'm fat. And then he's like, sorry.
It was,
So I was like, okay, this guy's
crazy. He did shoot that guy.
The guy was not interesting at all. So I'm just like, how can you make a series from a character that was not interesting? I mean, they've done it in the past, but I don't care.
He had more backstory than a lot of the other characters.
I think
he didn't really talk about his backstory.
The one empirical admiral or general or whoever, he was the other guy. I liked him a little bit more.
Oh,
the one who was doing the plans.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
What am I even talking about?
The guy who put
the most interesting characters were the two Asian guys from that one planet.
They
those were the best guys.
They should have a series where they follow the adventures of them. That would be great.
Statement.
I
Cassian
thought
did not have as much of a backstory as I thought he did.
Neither did that pilot guy,
the
Imperial
pilot.
Yeah, he was lame.
Oh, I
shout out to the
lame guy. About him. Yeah, he died.
I am one with the Force, and the Force is with me.
Yeah. No, should be. They shouldn't have a Cassian story. They should have story.
See, you see my point. Exactly.
See, I thought it was going to be like at the end of that. The monk dude was going to pull. No, not the monk dude. I thought he was going to use force powers, and then the bigger guy was going to pull out a lightsaber and be like, I've been denying the old ways for so long. And then he
his staff is a lightsaber. Yeah.
No, the big guy who had the gun, because he'd been using guns for so long. I was like, oh, he's going to pull out a lightsaber and be like,
I don't know.
I believe in the force again.
I'm glad they didn't go that way.
But yeah.
Yeah. Because we don't need a lightsaber in every Star Wars movie.
I have to agree with you guys, though, that I think that if we were to have any kind of a backstory on any of these characters, or like a TV series, then yeah.
Give me a K2SO backstory.
Hold on.
You know what I mean?
But hold on.
If,
okay.
Oh. Got a better idea.
All right. Mace Windu.
A Han Solo TV show.
Yeah,
instead of the movie. I would have rather had the TV show rather than a movie.
I actually agree.
I agree with you too, because then we would have seen.
Yeah.
We could have seen more with like what the heck is spoiler alert? What the heck is Maul doing in the Solo film?
Could have been like the entry to the season two. Like, oh, Maul shows up now; he's gonna be in season two.
More between Han and Chewie that we didn't get.
I want more Lando.
Yeah, more
Lando.
Between Han and Lando.
Happens in this in close to the same time period though.
Rogue One,
the Mandalorian and?
Rogue,
happens
Rogue
after.
One, not Mandalorian. I'm talking about the Mandalorian this Diego
great,
Luna series.
By the way.
Solo.
And then Rogue One?
Rogue One. They all take place between 3 and 4.
Okay, that's another problem, but we'll get to that in a second.
Do you guys think they're going to have sequels to the Solo movie?
No.
That's what I was hoping that they were going to do.
They were definitely setting it up, but they seem to have like shelved.
I'd be fine with
completely
that,
canceled a bunch of their movies.
I think the Solo movie, it was good. It was fine for what it was, but I think you need to shelf it and move on and make something good.
No, but I want to figure out what the frick is Maul doing in that movie.
We can get another movie with Maul in it. You don't have to have like the Solo movie.
Even
two.
Better idea.
Yeah, don't mark it as Solo.
Yeah.
You do Star Wars duo, episodes like where the three names are Solo,
duo.
Fett, and then Kenobi. Where Solo ties in to Fett because it's about Boba after that, and it's how they kind of had an interaction, and then Boba takes over.
Yeah, like a MCU
and
thing.
And then it goes to Tatooine where Boba transitions into Kenobi, and then we get the Kenobi movie. And there are three movies that are kind of tied together, but they're not.
That would be
and
great.
And you can connect them all with Darth Maul.
Yes.
And then have at the very end of Kenobi a
duel
between Maul and Kenobi.
I love this is y'all's topic every episode. Lucasfilm, you need to hear us.
How are we going to get these ideas to Lucasfilm?
Well, let me call George. George, I know you have nothing to do with.
No, we get to George through Spielberg. We kidnap Steven. And we torture him until he gives us George's number. That's what we do.
Sorry. Okay. But, okay, so this is...
No, but what were you saying about Maul? Like, I want to know why.
Did y'all... Oh, shoot, I hit the
did
mic.
Did they just throw that in
well,
with
y'all have watched
fanservice?
The Rebels, right? Have y'all... I know you
no,
know about...
They
really.
Didn't talk... Well, Rebels didn't talk anything about the
Well,
because
Rebels picks
they?
Up, like, 10 years after... Okay, for Maul's story, it's like 10 years after we see him in the Clone Wars. But we have no idea what happens in between then. So there's so much. The Solo is part of it. There's so
that
much.
That just seems kind of stupid, though, that it's like he went from, oh, he's dead and he had to be in secrecy for so long. And then he created an outlaw empire. And then he's back to being an outlaw.
I get what you're saying. In the Clone Wars, he does not die because Darth Sidious is like, I'm going to use you. Unlimited power. You know. And then
I just don't like him going back and forth from being a an outcast hermit because he was supposed to
die. Yeah, like what happened? Yeah.
And then crime lord and then back to hermit. It kind of felt to me that in Rebels...
There's just inconsistencies. Yeah. Like, they got to smooth that
out. Rebels felt like...
Just give me
a
Darth Maul movie.
Time.
That would be fine. I don't know. This is Disney's... So, this is my biggest problem. Y'all probably discussed this before, but I feel like Disney
is... A Mace Windu
is,
Darth Maul
amen,
movie.
Yes. But Disney's relying too much on the original trilogy. It was fine at the beginning. Let's move on. There's a lot more Star Wars out there than just...
Forget the past. Kill it if you have to.
Well,
to quote
first
one of my least favorite characters from the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, when they first bought Lucasfilm, they were aware that the prequels were not the best of the movies but that currently existed.
We grew to love them, though. That's the problem.
We love them because the new ones are so terrible.
Can we say that that was actually the first time that Jasper has called the new movies terrible? I was listening to the Solo joke the other day, and he was like, I don't want to call the movies terrible because I want to see them all.
No, they were
and
junk.
Make sure they're all good. Let the record the show only reason that I'm Jasper saying thinks that, they're terrible now.
That's they what are. The, no, the entire opinion of the world seems to be.
Except critics. Critics
I still,
love it.
I still yeah. like them.
Critics don't give a crap
but
about
the world
movies.
Doesn't, so...
There's so many problems with The Last Jedi, but we're not going to go into that.
It subverted my expectations, and that is why it was good art.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I always wanted to see a whiny Luke who ran away from problems.
Oh, and
tried
you know,
to kill his
how Han nephew. Had an entire change of character after yeah. episode 6?
Yeah.
Wrongo, revert to his old ways. No, but anyway, God, I love Star Wars. What a great... A great
because
series
I love how we can is. Love and hate it. You yeah. know, it's not perfect, and that's why it's good. And that is why it's good.
Weren't we even talking about that? We talked about that in the Solo joke, how it was like, how are you a Star Wars fan if you just crap all over the movies you gotta, and never talk good about them?
Yeah,
okay. I love Star Wars.
There were good things in The Last Jedi.
For as crap as I thought 8 and kind of 7 were, and Solo had 7. Some bad parts, I still loved them. I had fun watching them.
Yeah.
I remember at the movie
well,
theater, I enjoyed it.
I don't know if I'll say that about 8.
You know how many times I said, whoa, that's so cool in yeah.
oh,
8?
You know how many times mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God.
You know what's interesting?
Zero,
I never
actually.
Said, whoa, that's so cool while they were on the casino planet.
No.
Until
never said
that.
I was like, whoa, is that Las Vegas?
That one guy had all those coins and started putting them in the robot. And then I was like, he's drunk.
Okay,
and
you know
he has
what
coins.
My biggest. Okay, this is. Have y'all discussed why you didn't like The Last Jedi before? Because I will tell you why
yeah,
right now.
I mean, we've mentioned we,
on the podcast.
Well, we've
Jordan, we need to hear
review.
From you.
Okay, you need to hear. Disney is too concerned with, okay, one, monetization, obviously they're a company. They're too okay. concerned with pushing agendas. They twisted Star Wars into something that it isn't. It is not the Rose character. Hate her. She's a fine actor, but hate the character. She was concerned about the animals on the planet. What does that have to do with Star Wars? Star Wars isn't about environmental concerns. It's about.
It seemed as if she
adventure.
Had been on that
it's
planet
fun.
Before, but
yeah.
I don't think she ever had been on that planet. Well, she like, just comes to the planet and is like, oh,
there's
some animals.
Well,
that's terrible.
There. Well, I think she said
I
she had to do stuff.
I don't think you've ever been on this planet, Rose Tico.
Is that her last name? Tico.
Yeah.
Tico. Sorry. And then, oh, go ahead.
I think you're right. No, I was just agreeing with
well,
you.
And then, like, so I have no problem. Diversification. That's a big thing in movies
I believe it's called diversity.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know what.
Whatever. I don't give a crap. If my movies could always be white male centric, I would be happy.
There's an unequal number of different people, different types of people in films in Hollywood, and they're trying to correct that.
Yeah, they're trying to push agendas. That is what Disney was doing. Like, Episode 7. Sorry, I interrupted you again. Episode 7.
I'm interrupting.
The main character was Rey. Honestly, though, it's Kylo's movie, but the main character was Rey. Okay, fine. It's a woman. Okay, fine. She's fine. She's a good character. Then they ruined her in episode 8, and then they added 3 more women who were terrible, and then they added this black guy, who was also good in the first one, terrible in The Last Jedi, because they're just trying to push agendas, and I don't know why.
The character of Rey, we talked about that in the Solo joke, is mm-hmm. that yeah. in 7, they set her up, and they had so much explaining to do
yes.
that everybody was ready for it, but when 8 came around, they were already, after 7, they were talking about making her Mary Sue, how she has no character development, she's just there because she's strong and powerful, and there's no explanation behind it, and 8 only reinforced that. It gave us no idea of where she got her power or why she's even. Why is she in the story?
Because
why is she in the story?
Exactly.
At all?
Who is she?
Yeah.
Why do we care about her? In The Last Jedi, I was fine with her not being like diving into her character because it's like, oh, okay, this really cool character. Yeah. We're gonna learn a lot about her in Episode 8, which is why I look forward to Episode 8. And then just the whole thing of what Rian Johnson was like, subvert your expectations. Yeah.
You know
what? What was there to subvert?
Yeah. You know what really sucks is that the movie, all the Star Wars episodes are about the Skywalker family, mm-hmm. which means it's not even Rey's mm-hmm. story.
Unless she's a Skywalker.
Yeah, it would be Kylo's story. And I don't really care for
what
Kylo.
What has Kylo
that much.
Done? I don't even understand like why he's so into his dad's past or his grandfather's
past. He had such a good point. He was like, God, look at how corrupt everyone was. Let's destroy the past and kind of find someplace in the middle. And then Rey was like, no.
Republic.
And then he was like, fine, I kill you.
And then
you're still holding on.
Yeah.
My God.
He had a point, though.
So I thought during
that scene.
Why do the
Sith have the greatest points in these movies? Sorry, he's not a Sith.
Oh, my bad. He's a Grey Jedi. Yeah. Which I thought they were going to talk about that too, Grey Jedi. And I was like, oh, they're going to find the middle road. Okay.
Wrong. Luke dies. Sorry, spoiler. But honestly.
Sorry, he doesn't die.
I'm sorry.
He passes away. Wait, what's a more stupid way to die? Dying of sadness or dying of being tired? Both. You notice that Yoda and Luke died of just being tired.
They're just like, I give up. Which, okay.
Sleep I need.
He's a great, Mark Hamill's a great actor. God bless you, Mark Hamill. Like, tenfold.
Greatest voice actor of our generation.
The Joker? Mm-hmm. Boy.
Skips from regular show? Anyway, go ahead.
He was on he was on regular show, but like just everything they did with him in that movie was stupid. I mean, I don't look back on that movie and think like, wow, that was my Luke. That wasn't Luke.
We need more information about what happened at the temple to get a proper
because it's not justified.
Yeah.
Because I mean, yeah, your freaking dad was evil, but you turned him back.
Did you see that meme where it's like? Dad is completely evil. Doesn't even draw a lightsaber on him. Nephew kind of appears to be evil. Draws lightsaber, ready to kill. Yeah,
which I guess I can see.
It's
like
a double standard there.
Yeah, I guess I can see. Like he was too afraid of that happening again. Like I don't want this type of thing to happen again. Well, okay. Well, then talk to him. Sit down. But hey, nephew, Kylo. I want to talk to you.
Most people don't understand is that Luke. Wasn't a Jedi at the end of 6. Luke tapped into dark side powers, his anger, to defeat Darth Vader, but it was only when he accepted that about himself that he did have a darkness inside of him. That's how he was able to overcome. Well, he wasn't a Jedi, because Jedi is all about eliminating the dark.
No emotions. Yeah. No, which is a problem with the Jedi, and he addresses that in episode 8.
I agree with you on that because I don't believe that Jedi, you know, it's like that saying that nobody's perfect. Well, none of the Jedi can be perfect. Qui-Gon was Jin. Yeah, it's Qui-Gon Jin.
Oh, what, did you just mispronounce that?
He's rebellious against the Jedi Council because he saw the Jedi Council for what they were.
Yeah.
Even Obi-Wan Kenobi has the dark thoughts that you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, Obi-Wan had a lover in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
I mean,
So, just because he let these dark thoughts consume him like that doesn't mean that he was not a Jedi.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he accepted that fact about him.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, Yoda didn't want him in episode 5 to go fight his father because he knew he was going to give in. To the dark side or whatever in his anger. But what I'm saying is Luke found a middle ground between what was entirely light and entirely dark, and that's how he was able to get to his father because his father had gone over the deep end. But anyway, that's a topic for another time.
Yeah, we are way overboard on this one.
This one's going to be a good episode.
It will be.
Yeah.
But anyway. Cassian Andor show. Nah. Mandalorian?
I want to see it.
I will still watch it.
I like the actor. Diego Luna.
I don't even like the actor. I think... No, I don't know.
I'm
just saying, give me some Clone Wars or Old Republic crap, and I'll be happy.
I don't like where the character is now, but give him some development, maybe.
Maybe. I'll give it a chance. I'm just not hopeful.
Another thing is you mentioned that Disney was focusing too much on the original trilogy, that area between 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. Just real quick, I wanted to say that
I want a pre-1 era show about -1, -2, -3.
We're back at that.
No, anyway.
Back at that.
I've said this a couple of times to many people and on the podcast.
Probably
that
on every episode of the
podcast.
If we could get
more shows that aren't connected at all to the main storyline, I think they will do better than trying to ruin a character by giving him more backstory or whatever.
I feel like y'all have mentioned this before, but there's no respect for the fans. They think they are respecting the fans by giving us original trilogy stuff, but no.
It's like, fan service.
There's another concept involved here.
That's a good point, Micah.
There's another concept involved here. It's where like the fans think they want this, but in reality, and they say we want this, but in reality, if you had it, you'd ruin it. It's like, oh yay, we're getting a solo film.
Yeah.
You guys didn't need it. You would have been much better off without a solo film.
Because you didn't make much money. Sorry,
Han Solo's character didn't need it.
It's like what y'all said about a Yoda movie. We don't need it. Absolutely. No. If they made a Yoda movie, I would probably not watch Star Wars for a while.
I think if they maybe included Yoda in like a pre-1 episode.
That's fine.
Or something like that. Like had him with some brown hair randomly. Like that'd be funny.
I'd be like, oh, look, Yoda's younger. But
anything beyond that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the same thing. So, as far as like editing podcasts go, I just shifted something here. The fans think they want this, and Disney's like, well, the creator, I'm not specifically saying Disney, but it's like the creator's like, no, you know that you don't want this. We're not going to do this. I was listening to a podcast the other day who they don't release behind the scenes content or bloopers or raw cuts of the podcast. Because it's not quality content, like
if it's edited, is that what you're saying?
No, unedited version of the podcast.
Yeah, it wouldn't be quality for them. See, that's why we release
would want that.
Bloopers and quality
because that's
quality
edited. It's still edited.
Oh gosh,
but it's good.
Yeah, that's why we release quality content in our Joker service. So if you want, you can become a patron to us on Patreon at
MissingJoker.com.
For just the low price of $1 an episode.
That's like a McChicken sandwich every episode, y'all.
That's like going to Taco Bell and getting a bean burrito.
Yeah.
A sixth of a Starbucks coffee.
Are you really that poor? You can afford
$1. You go to Starbucks,
$1.
But you won't support
PSA,
that.
Pay for this podcast. It's good content. We talk about Star Wars every episode.
So I'm just going to wrap up this show. This has been a great show with some... some fan listener feedback, I would say.
Yes.
We have our first, not our first voicemail. We had a voicemail come in just a couple of hours ago, right before we started taking phone calls. So let's listen to what he has to say. It's only 5 seconds long.
Micah looks like the boy from the striped pajamas movie. That's all.
My man.
We brought up a picture of the boy in the striped pajamas movie, and
he's bald. And
That's rough.
It's very true, though,
because looks exactly like
because he died. Because he dies. Spoiler alert.
It's a sad. It's a sad movie.
Why do people say spoiler alert? Like,
to
I don't care.
Not give spoils away.
Like, what does it matter?
True. Anyways,
spoiler
true.
Alert. Yeah, I don't.
Darth Vader is Yoda's father.
Oh my
anyway,
god!
Continuing.
What spoiler?
Here's another one. I have no clue what this is. This
3 seconds long. All right.
Bogus. Let's listen to it.
A yeet.
Wait, well, what did they say?
Well, yeet back to him. Yeet.
Yeet yourself.
Yeah. Play it. Play it.
Well, why don't you go yeet yourself? I mean, well.
A yeet.
I'm gonna see if I
do. You have this number. This number.
That is hilarious. I did that for a group project, y'all. We had to give a group project and a quiz afterwards, and someone did the quiz, but I changed one of the answers that were false to yeet. And when they pulled it up, everybody started laughing, and my team was like, "Who the heck put yeet up there?" Me.
Yeah. That's the name of my laptop.
Yeah,
actually,
I know who it is. It was one of my. Old 412 students. They are now in high school. So much respect to them. Yeet back to you, bro.
All right. So we also have a text that we got while recording the last episode of the podcast, but we never got around to mentioning it. Question, what old person things do you do? This could be discriminatory against old people.
Are we ageist now? No,
you read the Echo newspaper,
here's one.
Man.
Yeah, we read the Echo.
Y'all read a newspaper.
Here's one. When I wake up, my back pops, and when I sit up, my back goes.
When I get back from the movie Up,
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, such a good.
What about you, Jordan? What's an old person thing you do?
Oh, oh shoot! I use the elevator instead of the stairs.
Oh, my.
That's just a lazy person. But then again,
the
old
college
people
of
are
business,
lazy.
The stairs suck. Yeah. They do.
Are terribly
like
tall
if you're
stories.
If you're late for a class, you're walking in like. Yeah. So sorry.
Yeah, but it's still faster than the elevator.
No, I would rather. No, I don't know.
Not when I want to go at my pace. Maybe at your pace, Jasper.
I mean, maybe if you're fat. Which, oh, sorry.
Okay, so Jasper.
What old person things do I do?
What do you not do?
I believe, yeah. No, Jasper, you are our resident old man. There's just mannerisms that you have. The way you walk.
You dress like my grandfather. No offense. I love him.
Your grandpa wears UCA Bears hoodies?
No, he was a Korean War veteran. I don't know what that
so
is.
So, no.
I've never noticed that about myself, so that's interesting.
You know, I mean, I just say that. Did you kind of remind me of my grandfather in the way you walk?
In the way I walk?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
You know how you think, though?
I don't even know.
I mean...
No, I'm going to let him finish. I keep interrupting. I'm sorry. You know when someone's getting old though, like a dude, when they start wearing white New Balance thick heeled shoes.
Oh, I thought you were
hashtag
gonna say
my dad.
I thought you were gonna say white underwear. If you wear white underwear, you're an old person.
That,
you wear white underwear, Jasper?
No.
Yeah, I wear only colors in my underwear. I don't wear whitey tighties. Yeah, you're an old.
Shout out to Me Undies. Have you ever heard of that company?
Yeah, we're sponsored by them tonight. Actually, we'd hope to be.
If you want a good pair of undies, but don't want it to
be anybody else's,
be Me Undies.
Yeah.
Me Undies. Available at your local Amazon.com.
Jasper, are you thinking of anything old that you do?
You want a list?
I'm just thinking, going through my daily routine.
Keep that moment of silence in, by the way. That was good comedic, too.
Yeah. I don't know.
Nothing comes to mind whenever
I think
it's through.
I think you just in general, this is not offense. I love your personality and how you do things, but like you always go get your coffee. You're very routine.
A man
Does that
of
make
routine.
Sense? A man of routine.
Which is funny because I feel like
you're not.
I'm not as routine. Well,
people tell me
I do notice that when my routine messes up, I get stressed out. Like, oh
keep
my gosh,
my
what is happening?
Where is my coffee?
And I like getting back into routine, but
shout out to
weekly,
Round Mountain Coffee.
Day by day is pretty different from other days.
I think you're really happy with being to yourself. Would you agree with that?
But that's an introverted thing.
Yeah, but that's also a lot of older people. But like my grandfather is really like to himself. So is my grandmother. Okay, hold up. Just because they're just like they're old. They don't care anymore.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap. They'll eat peanut butter and jelly all day and they're fine. Or kimchi as my grandmother makes.
What type of deodorants do you guys wear?
That would also tell.
I don't remember.
Old Spice? You guys Old Spice?
No,
people?
I'm sensitive in the underarm region. So I have to use like Dove Sensitive Care for men.
Heck yeah, bro.
Yeah,
what about you?
Old Spice. He's got it in his... Oh.
Well, yeah, whenever I ride my bike to school, which is not an old person thing.
Yeah, it is.
I ride my bike to school.
No, that's a European thing.
I don't
thing.
Trust
that's,
the horseless carriages.
It's a nice bike. So
what about cars?
Like
cars.
Yeah.
They got four wheels.
But yeah,
people.
I have to put that on after I bike because you don't want to sit by somebody who's just ridden.
I don't like to sit
miles.
By people, period.
Okay.
As I sit by you, too.
Well, did we have anything else we wanted to talk about?
That's all of the listener response that we have.
Man.
I just want to say thank you guys for putting up with me for hours.
Yeah.
My God, my parents can't even do this.
Well, Jordan, we've really enjoyed it. Yeah. Again, I say it feels like we just have a third member of the podcast.
Make me a regular, man.
We'll hope as long as you keep updating and like giving more money to us.
Can I open it up to two?
Incrementally large numbers.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you should increase the Patreon levels. Like $2 gets you this. And
you know,
then, like,
would you buy merch? Because we're thinking about maybe.
We want to do merch.
I want a mug.
We want
I
to
want
do t-shirts,
mug.
Maybe mugs.
And lip balm. That's like the newest thing, too.
But I was going to say that if we do that, if we decide to do that, we're going to say, hey, we're going to reach a goal of so many number of listeners per episode or some many number of patrons.
Well, how would y'all... So, are y'all thinking about mugs for sure? Because I think mugs would be the first route to go. Every good podcast has a mug.
Or stickers.
Stickers will be the first.
And then you need to get a pomade because for some reason...
Well, anyway... Jordan, we've really enjoyed having you.
I just want to say one thing. I don't know. Oh, have your pets spayed or neutered. That's a good thing to do.
Amen. I'm actually about get my dog
spayed or
neutered.
What if I want to start breeding and selling?
Well, you're disgusting and you're an old man.
Yeah, that is entirely unethical.
That's actually a really good business, too. If you find two alligator turtles,
eventually,
boy.
The population of dogs decreased.
Oh, I thought you were about to say humans.
This is where I'll leave it. This is the last comment, and I'll leave it here. Rose Tico would not agree.
Okay.
If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can contact us by email at missingthejoke or missingthejokepodcast, both at gmail.com, or by number. Jasper, you want to list that out?
It's 501-291-2218. You can send us text or voicemails. Unless we're recording, we won't pick up.
And you can... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Become a patron at... become a patron at missingthejoke.com or follow us on Patreon. You can pay as little as $1 a month per episode. And hey, if you want to cap it out at a month at just $1, you can do that too. But you get all extra content, outtakes, funny jokes, special content too. And tears are coming up. But anyway, Jasper... Send us out.
This has been Missing the Joke. Tune in next time to miss another joke.